Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, there was a little girl in their house who said she was lost. Who was she?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, want to share it with us? We'd like that. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want, you can become a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts and you can try it 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. And Harper is attempting to freak me out by looking rather ghostly. We're on Zoom and Harper's like doing her best to look like a total. I don't even know what that was. That was kind of a creepy face that you had. See, this is what happens. This is my problem. I'm trying to be professional. Excuse me. That was like as professional as I can ever be. And then Harper is on Zoom just trying to get me to laugh the whole time. See, you're a terror, Harper. You are. I don't know why I put up with this. Why?
Nobody can ever be professional around me. I've heard it so many times. Not just from you, even from my dad. It's really funny.
You don't think your dad doesn't think I'm professional either? Dang.
No, my dad doesn't think I can be professional.
To be professional. Yeah, it's all your fault. Thank you. I'd be being totally professional right now if it wasn't for this crazy kid. So how's everything going with you today in Arkansas?
Oh, it's going great.
So I think
hanging out.
I think a very terrifying thing, like I live by myself, so to find a child in my house would be terrifying.
But that'd be horrifying.
I don't care if it's real or ghost. Either way, it'd be like, what the hell are you doing in my house? Where did you come from? What are you doing here? I need to get you back where you belong because you don't belong here. One would be about as bad as another. And when you
Which one do you think would be worse, though? I feel like ghosts would be worse.
I think so. But that if I found an actual child in my house, it would be like, how did you get in here? What are you doing here? Where do you belong? You know,
where is your mother?
Yeah. How, what? I'd be on 911. Boom. Like that. I've got a kid in my house. Don't know how she got in here, but she's in here.
Unless it was me.
I'd still call 911. Harper's here. She's making creepy faces at me. Can somebody stop her? I need a police officer right away to give her a talking to.
Not even like an ambulance or anything. Just like I need a police officer.
Can we
like,
just? We're gonna do an episode of Scared Straight. Just send a police officer over here. Tell her to quit with the creepy, possessed-looking faces. Because that's what it is. When you do those faces, you look kind of possessed.
No, I just have a big forehead, so it makes me look creepy.
Well, you really don't have a big forehead. It's that angle that you're putting your head. Okay, maybe you have really large...
By five,
she means fingers.
Fingers on my forehead. It's weird.
I think that's kind of most of us, actually.
One of my closest friends has a huge forehead. We've counted it one time in the middle of math class, and it's a six head. It's really funny. Oh, it's his new nickname.
Your poor friend has to go through life with a large forehead. I'm sorry about that. Especially because your friend has a friend like you who will never cease to tease him or her.
He calls me no eyebrows, so you know.
You're even. Well, here is a story. And it says, when I was 18, I lived with my parents. They were both in their 50s, and they liked having me around. I've had a few experiences in that house, mostly doors opening and closing and some footsteps, but nothing too major. To me, just a few doors opening and closing and footsteps. Whatever.
Just a few.
No biggie. One morning around 2 a.m., I was in my room watching a movie, and I got up to use the bathroom. Walked to the kitchen and turned the corner.
I feel like we need sound effects.
What kind of sound effect?
spooky sound effects, like footsteps and like an ominous echo. I can't hear it, so I'm just gonna say yes.
No, that's not. That's like dogs. That's like outdoor footsteps. I don't think that's what we're talking about. Human footsteps. Maybe that's what they're hearing. Mm-hmm. Oh, that one's creepy. So, no biggie. You're hearing that sort of thing. No biggie. And you're also hearing, let's see, doors opening and closing. What about this?
Uh-oh, what if I started?
Okay,
sorry, Carol.
If I heard that, that would freak me out. In fact, when I was a kid, I did hear that crap, and it freaked me out. So anyways, it says, so went to the kitchen. Over by the door leading to our front porch, I saw a little girl with long black hair standing halfway behind a wall. I'd say she couldn't have been more than 10 years old. I couldn't see her face because her hair was covering it. That reminds me of the girl in that one movie, The Ring.
The Ring, yeah.
Ooh,
we heard a lot about The Ring girl.
That kid
is. I'm gonna
start
giving this girl a name, actually. What should her name be? Like Jessica, Becky?
She's not
a
Becky.
I like Becky.
You think she's a Becky?
Maybe, or like a Becca.
Becca.
No, she needs like
Rebecca.
An old name.
Rebecca.
No, she needs like an older name, like Nancy or Lucy.
How about
I like Nancy.
Elizabeth.
Ooh. That's...
Okay, so pick one.
I like Elizabeth.
Okay, so Elizabeth. We're gonna say that she saw Elizabeth. So
yes.
I immediately stopped and looked at her for a few seconds. She didn't say anything, so I tried to talk to her by asking if she was okay and if she was lost. I said that I'd be right back as I turned to walk upstairs. When I returned, she was still standing there looking down at the floor. I told her I would get my phone and call someone to get her, and this time when I came back, she was gone. I checked all the doors in the house and they were all locked. So I checked every room and nothing. I talked to my dad later that morning and he told me he had also seen her. He said he's also tried to talk to her and she just stares at the floor. My mom said she had never seen her and didn't believe her to be real. I saw her again the next morning and just sat in the kitchen and watched her. Okay, that's just, I couldn't do that. I couldn't just sit there watching a ghostly apparition. I didn't try
Neither
to.
Could I?
I don't think I could. I didn't try to talk to her. At around 3:30 in the morning, she turned and walked towards our garage and disappeared. I thought she must be lonely, so I went to the store and bought a stuffed rabbit that day. The next morning, I sat the rabbit where she always showed up, and I waited for her, and I said out loud, "The rabbit is for you. If you need anything else, just let me know, and I will do what I can for you." And I went to bed.
That's actually so nice.
It's really kind. I wonder why a rabbit, of all things.
Yeah.
When I woke up, I checked on the rabbit, and it was gone. I asked my parents what they did with it, and they said they had no idea what I was talking about. I looked everywhere in that house for it and turned up nothing. I never saw the little girl again, but sometimes when I'm up late, I hear what sounds like a child laughing from our garage. I only have one other story from that house, but it can wait till next time. Thank you.
That's sad.
Well, that's so interesting, too. Like, she saw her a couple nights in a row, and then after she left the rabbit, that was it. Never saw her again.
That's really, like, sweet, but, like, that's also, like, sad because she's, like, a little girl.
And where did she belong? And it doesn't sound like she was, you know, the threatening from the Ring girl. Sounds like Elizabeth was nice.
Yeah, little Elizabeth.
And like she was lost.
Yeah.
Oh, just something about kids, ghosts, and no, it always makes me so sad. I just feel bad for her. But you know, it kind of makes me think mom just in denial. Mom doesn't want to acknowledge it. It doesn't exist. If you acknowledge it, then it exists.
Yeah.
I think mom's in denial. That was a creepy, creepy Definitely. Story. Here's our next one.
Hi, Tony. My name is Jamie, and I'm from New York City. I wanted to get your opinion on something. Recently, I've been starting to think that I have some slight sensitivity. Over the years, I've gotten feelings of people watching me and no one being there. I once in Israel, in a place that I later found out is haunted, felt someone tap me on the shoulder and no one was behind me. A few years ago, after my uncle passed away, I saw him sitting in his apartment. I blinked and he was gone. And then I at times got the feeling that he was there or someone was there at least, even when I was alone. Last few years, I would see little glimpses of shadows out the corner of my eye, even in broad daylight. There have been times where I'll walk down the hallway of my apartment building and feel like I see a face watching me from around the corner. And just as I come into view of it, it ducks behind the corner and then nobody is there. I did some research on sensitivity and found out that it could be genetic. My dad told me that when he was in his 20s, he got hit head on by a car in New York City. And if you've ever been to New York City, you know that the streets can be very wide. He had been in pre-med in college and a medic in the army for several years. He, to this day, 40 years after the accident, cannot figure out how he ended up on the other side of this wide New York City street, and he cannot figure out, even with all his training, how he wasn't way more, was well enough to get up and walk home a few blocks. I'm wondering if maybe he had a guardian angel that saved him, because he did have grandparents and several aunts and uncles who disappeared in Europe during the Holocaust. He thinks, and I think, that maybe he had somebody watching over him. Maybe one of them saved him, and maybe my sensitivity could come from him. I don't know. I do think my mom watches over me, who passed away when I was a kid. I'd like to know what you think. I've been a listener for a long time, and I hope to hear this on your show. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Well, there's a few things to discuss there. I do think that that is a generational thing. A lot of times it seems like if someone is sensitive, a parent, a grandparent, or someone else in their family is sensitive. Because I hear those stories all the time.
Yeah.
So to me, I definitely think it can be generational. In fact, I just talked to a woman on The Grave Talks about that. That she's a psychic. Her mother, her grandmother, like it goes back. So it's kind of generational. And I asked her that same question and she said, absolutely. So, and a lot of times it's more on the maternal side than the paternal side, but definitely, I mean, why can't men be sensitive? Seems like it's more so with women, but yeah, definitely think she got it from her dad.
I wonder why it's more so with like women and like history and stuff.
Kathy and I were talking about that recently. I think women were just kind of different in the way we are. Not all women are the same, but I don't know. I think women are just kind of different the way we process emotions and we experience emotions. I think, and that might be because men are kind of told to suck it up more. And as women, we can,
yeah,
it's more acceptable for us to show our feelings and be more emotional, where men aren't like that. You know, they're taught from a young age, you know, you're a guy, be a man. So I think that might have something to do with it. But do you think, what do you think about the guardian angels?
I think, number one, I think it's like very like nice to have a guardian angel in the first place, but that is definitely a generational thing. And it's amazing, like with her dad, like getting saved by the guardian angel.
I think so too. I think there's a lot of people who've had that experience that something really serious happened to them. And because we've heard so many stories over the years and they can't explain how this happened. Like, I remember one time I was doing a morning show on the radio and I'm going to work and it's super icy that day. And I didn't realize how icy it was until I started work because it was 4 a.m. and I'm leaving my house to go to work, which I'm really glad I don't have to get up that early. But I'm on a highway, and that's when I realized how icy it was, and I couldn't get off until the next exit ramp. So
yeah.
I'm the only one on the highway, and my car just slowly, the back end just starts moving side to side, and it gets bigger and bigger until I'm going sideways down the highway. Then it was like slow motion. Then it's the other side going down the highway. And I'm going to go into the median, which I think would have stopped me. It was an elevated highway. I don't think I'd have gone over, but I'm going to go plow into that side of that median. And yeah. My car stopped. And it stopped so hard that it jerked me. My head went forward. And, you know, I had my seatbelt on, of course. But it was this really hard stop. And there's nobody on the highway. I literally got out and looked because I was like, what did I just hit? The one little knot patch of ice? There was solid ice under my car. How did I stop that hard? I don't know.
That's that's crazy. Like,
yeah.
That doesn't like happen.
And I think that was my dad. I really do.
Yeah.
And I love the thought of her mom being there and watching over her, because I really think if she lost her mom, you know, at a young age or whatever, her mom would want to watch over her.
Yeah.
So I definitely think her mom is her guardian angel, and I think her dad has his.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I thought that was really good. That just makes me all emotional when you think about that sort of thing. Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get an ad-free version of the show. It comes with advanced episodes and access to the archive. If you want to be a premium subscriber, sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. Or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.